Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell y'all a quick story. We're live at Hooters, Mall of Georgia location. Come on out. We'll be here until 6. Mike and I go to Army-Navy every year. And last year, Army-Navy was at Gillette Stadium, which is where the
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. That's right. Last year.
Last year we were at FedEx Field.
No. We're going to Washington. We're going to the Eagles this year. That's right. It was Washington last year. Yeah. 2 years ago was Patriots.
Foxborough, Washington. Now we go up to Philly.
Yeah. But this year it's in Philly. We're at Gillette Stadium. And if you've never been, New England Stadium is way out. It's not anywhere near Boston, by
the way. It's a drive, man. It really is.
One way in, one way out.
You go past Walpole Prison.
It's a ways. But it's beautiful out there. And once you get there, like, you know, Robert Kraft's done a really good job, side story, of creating a battery-type facility where once the game's over, people are hanging out. It's cool. But we're in the stadium hours before anybody, teams, bands, and we're just looking around, and we look up, and we're like, damn, look over there. And they got all the championship Super Bowl banners hanging up. And Mike and I are just in awe. We're just kind of like, can we get one? And we're sitting there, and we're kind of talking to ourselves. Man, it'd just be nice to get one. They got six up here because Brady won one, obviously, in Tampa. Right, and Belichick won as a defensive coordinator in other places,
right.
But
two with the Giants.
Yeah, so we're sitting there, we're looking at that, and we're just admiring it. And I say that to say, today we're inside the indoor facility for the Atlanta Falcons because it was raining, and Falcon fans, you know, again, we wish you guys could be there every day, but sometimes weather doesn't permit. But inside of the indoor facility, many of you have never seen it. The Falcons have their banners up, 1980 and 98, NFC champions. 2010, 2010, 2016, 2016 NFC champions. No Super Bowl banners. We know that. But our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter, come on, D.
What did he do? What did he say?
This is the stuff that people see and they go, see, man, D, he's a hater. D posted a video, Mike. Falcons haven't put up a banner in a while. And he's got this video, and he's posted it, and he said two NFC championships, blah, 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 NFC South. He says, I covered five of those banner teams because D's been doing it a long time. But it's like, this is the kind of stuff where, man, you know what? I want to see. Why didn't he put, I want to see a Super Bowl banner up there and stay there? They haven't done this in a long time.
That's, D, you know, you're right, man. Two NFC West, four NFC South.
Hey, come on.
Two NFC titles.
I'd love him to say, we need a Super Bowl banner there this year.
And if we want a Super Bowl, it'd go right there.
It's right there.
But I mean, but that's really, if we're honest, no disrespect, that's not how D is wired. You know, D is kind of wired to, I don't know, maybe glass half empty. I
mean, glass half
empty. We love D. Too. I had a photo.
He's terrific.
Me and D were talking about what the shenanigans we're going to get into in Berlin, you know, and we were joking around about, you know, making the trip. But yeah, I will say to Carl, before you told me you were going to mention this, I did have some of the same thoughts D said. When you think this team has been in existence since 1966, that all you got is that. You know, I mean, the law of averages would think you'd have, you know, maybe 10, 12. But, of course, for many of those years, the NFC West, you were looking up at the San Francisco 49ers, one of the greatest organizations in NFL history. And we would have had maybe more as far as NFC championships or maybe a Super Bowl if there wasn't two things, Dallas and the Cowboys, who beat the Falcons twice in years when the Falcons were freaking loaded. We've had these conversations with Steve Bartkowski and Billy White Shoes Johnson and, you know, and you name it, man. I mean, Mike Kent, all these guys that were around for some of those teams, you know, and Jeff Van Note. But it's just unfortunate that that's where we are. It's our lot in life. Next season will be our 60th year in the NFL.
Correct.
So I know where D's coming from, but, yeah, we do believe that the worm has turned, though, with what we got this year.
Let's go to Buffalo. How many of those banners do they have up?
Yeah.
They got four Super Bowl we have participated in. Like,
right.
go to around the league. Go look at the Cincinnati Bengals and how many of those banners they have up. That's the thing. This is one of those situations where you could go around the league, especially for teams that have been around. We're not talking about, like, the Houston Texans who got here in 02. Go around the league and start looking at these banners in these facilities, and you start to realize, Mike, there's only about five teams that have numerous banners that have been hung that they truly can say we had a dynasty,
right?
There's not 10 teams that have done this. So it's just interesting to me. It's one of those things that just jumped out to me like, you know what? We don't have enough. But, damn, I just want to see a Super Bowl better. I don't want to reminisce on what we don't have. Right. We know what we haven't accomplished.
And we know. I mean, look, we all know what happened. We've talked about it about 5,000 times over the years since Super Bowl 51 wrapped. Changes everything. Changes the trajectory of the perception of the city. Despite the fact the Braves won a World Series, George has won back-to-back, the NFL still does kind of drive the bus. And it does sort of, you know, we have that sort of stigma. I wouldn't say Atlanta's Loserville. You can't be Loserville when you got – and by the way, I do, before we get into the argument State gets into with nerds on semantics, Georgia Bulldogs are part of the Metro Atlanta. It's the state of Georgia.
Yeah, it is.
Atlanta's in the state, thus Atlanta's part of the Georgia National Championship discussion. Not that complicated. Nerds. Okay, Braves, obviously.
Well, this is simple to me. If Texas wins the championship this year, everyone in the state of Texas is claiming
from
it.
From Dallas to Houston to San Antonio.
Absolutely.
Right.
So
it's Waco.
Correct. That's a simple
to concept. Amarillo.
I don't buy into that crap about Georgia's not a part
Carl,
of
this. To Beaumont.
To everywhere. To El Paso.
To hold on. There's Texarkana.
Keep going. But yeah, I don't buy into that either. Yeah, man, I just feel like go ask the Lions about banners. I mean, like, there's a lot of teams in this league.
They haven't won a championship since Eisenhower was president.
Correct.
Think about that, man.
Right.
Bobby Lane was the quarterback.
Go to their indoor facility and see. So it's hard, my point is, but for Falcon fans, like, that is the hope, and it just gets us back to this conversation, like, what's this team going to be? I don't know. God, I hope we're good. I really think we have a chance to be. I totally buy in and believe in our quarterback. I think B is special. That's Bijan. I do think Drake is going to be on another level this year. But when you start talking about, like, achieving the ultimate goal, Mike, of getting there, go look at some of these other teams, man. It's hard.
It's hard. That's why for the sake of argument, because mentioned, you know, where the Steelers are kind of trending, I said Mike Tomlin's becoming the new Marvin Lewis if he doesn't win some playoff games. The Bengals, 6 AFC North division titles. They got 3 Super Bowl appearances. Of course, they lost to the 49ers twice.
Twice.
And then they lost to the Rams.
Those loaded 49ers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially that's the one where they go, that's the famous Joe Montana and the 2-minute drill where he's long TV timeout and he goes to Harris Barton. Hey, look, John Candy's eating popcorn. And they go right down the field, hits John Taylor at Joe Robbie Stadium, and the rest is history. But, yeah, that's kind of like where we're living. We got the same kind of facility. We've got 2 Super Bowl appearances. They've got 3.
All right, 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. It's about where we're going. That's what we're talking about. That's where I'm at. I don't live in the past, Mike. I want to live in the future. But it is kind of crazy to look up and see all those minutes. Because I kind of forgot how many NFC championships we had won. We've been crowned NFC champions twice here. 2012, guys, a team should have won the Super Bowl. That team should have won the Super Bowl. I'm telling you.
And by the way, just it's off subject to a degree. Bear with me. That's why I get so angry, you know, with the Braves. I was talking to Wes. He's like, so angry on the radio. I go, no, when I'm talking about the Braves, it comes from the heart. When we talk about the Braves. The Braves won the World Series in 21, and you should have just gone all your chips in and go get as much starting pitching. Keep that nucleus. We all know the Freddie thing was a screw-up. Just give Freddie the 6-year because you lost a major force in that clubhouse, and let's go to work. And maybe keep Dansby for the same thing. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't spend that money. And now, again, 2023. I mean, one of the best offenses the Braves ever rolled out, got nothing to show for it. That's why when you've got the chance to grab the brass ring, to your point, and be a dynasty.
Got
to
do it.
You got to put the chips in. And Terry McGurk and the Braves don't allow Alex to put those chips in.
Gotta
that
do
drives
it.
Me crazy.
And by the way, quick
– NFL's got a salary cap. Completely different animal.
Harder.
Once you've got the core and you've got salary control, just like the Seahawks should have had 2, maybe 3, and blew it against the Patriots.
Yeah.
But that's at least 2.
2. It should have been. And by the way, the Eagles, just saying – get back this year and win another one, guys. We're back in another dynasty. I mean, we're talking about 2 here in the last 3 years. And remember,
Jalen's played in 2. You're right.
Now we're talking about something. And I don't know if they will, but, like, they have all the makings to get back. Mike, they're on the come. Let's get to 4th and 1. HBO Hard Knocks premieres tonight featuring the Bills every stinking year. I don't care. It's not my team. Okay. And then I find myself vested in a team I don't even care about. And I'm going to watch because the Josh Allen stuff, you know, Sean McDermott, they've got some things they got to figure out.
You got a James Cook holdout. Will it be as compelling as the Darrell Revis holdout for the Jets? We'll find out. But you got a potential hold in with James Cook, not a holdout, but he's upset. we just said, he's put up the numbers, the stats for speak for themselves. So you'll have that storyline. The problem that drives me crazy with HBO and Hard Knocks, everything seems to drop when the cameras are off.
Mm.
Remember when Antonio Brown had the meltdown with the Raiders? None of that made it to the Hard Knocks.
That's right.
You got everything just supposition, guys talking about what happened. We talked about, you know, the Bills year would have been 2 years ago, and Stephon Diggs has the whole, remember the whole argument with McDermott? Eventually they trade him?
Yes.
That would have been the year you wanted the Hard Knocks. We'll see where it goes this year. But I'm like Carl. There's too many Hard Knocks. I think they made too much of it. The in-season one last year with the Giants. The in-season with all the divisional teams.
Did you get into the in-season?
It's too much going on. It's too much.
It's a lot.
It's too much to watch. But I will say that this is the one that I will be watching like you. I get sucked in. It is the ultimate soap opera for men.
I totally agree. That starts tonight, by the way. And Teddy Bridgewater, guys. Who doesn't like Teddy Bridgewater? Reportedly, Mike, leaving high school with the plan to return back to the NFL, and now it is official. The Bucks were, ironically, he's back in our division. He played for the Saints, right? He's played a lot of different places, but Teddy is so respected around the league, but he signs with the Bucks. He passed his physical, and so he is going to back up, of course, you know, Baker Mayfield, but he's 32. And, like, we keep seeing Teddy, like, in and out of the NFL. He's not old,
and Teddy was doing a great job coaching high school football, came out of his own pocket, actually equipment that's up to date, and some other coaches dropped a dime on him that obviously saw that he was keeping talent in that neighborhood so people couldn't just move their zip code over and somebody go rent an apartment or live with grandma.
That's right.
To lose and pilfer his talent. So he basically said, enough of this nonsense, and now he's looking to get back, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because he was really putting some sweat into that, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into that, and he got screwed for it.
Lions in 24, that's who he played for. Then he came out of retirement. That's when he's backed up Jared Goff. But he's been all over the place, man. And then, you know, we talk about all the teams, but he is back in the league and certainly back for another stint with the Bucks.
How do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do with the Steelers and Arthur Smith? What do you think?
I think he's going to be fine.
Over 30, over under, 30 touchdowns.
Over. Look, I am one of these people who have more optimism about this particular move than most. The only reason or the only thing that could derail this, because I don't think Arthur Smith is going to derail this, Mike. He screws this up, he's done. You can't go three seasons where your offense is crap, regardless of who your quarterback is, and they got to stay the course. So I think he understands that. And then if Aaron gets hurt, that changes everything. But if you're telling me Aaron's going to be healthy, I think he throws for 30 touchdowns. He threw for 24 last year.
Tomlin's on the hot seat. Arthur Smith's second year as the OC. Christopher Barbre of Steeler Nation saying that concern amongst Steeler fans and other media in Pittsburgh is not enough balls going down the field. Short passes, check downs in practice. So that could be a statement about how good the offense is, or Aaron grasping, you know, Arthur Smith's offense. Anyway, they got a month to get it right, but waiting to see that DK Metcalf connection hasn't really happened of late. Again, hadn't seen any big deep balls. You're not getting those ooh and ah moments, but that kind of sounds like Arthur Smith when he was here. Wasn't what we were getting either.
Yeah.
Now, some of that was a delivery system. We had some awful quarterbacks other than Matt Ryan.
Look, we're going to find out a lot because you talk about excuses being off the table, right? DK Metcalf can stretch the field. He went and got his boy Jonnu Smith.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you had a better quarterback, allegedly, than you had the last two seasons there. He's got to do something. I can't wait to see how that shakes out. By the way, Justin Fields back on the practice field. We really didn't mention this because that first day everybody was freaking out. He got carted off, or at least jumped on a cart. He's been back practicing. He's back with the Jets.
Well, you know, we got to get our friend Mary Kay Cabot on from Cleveland Plain Dealer talking about Browns. You know, you realize that Shedeur Sanders could start the season on the practice squad? Jackson Dart, by the way, listed as number 3 on the Giants' first depth chart.
Hey, man, coming up, our interview with Ryan Neuzel, starting center for our Atlanta Falcons. Find out about his journey coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.